here if you want to. You can sit down if you want to. You can stand up if you want to. But it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Blessed be the wonderful name of the Lord. I am so thankful, so thankful, so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus Christ, you would not be here today. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter number 3. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to do my best to bring this message into the fullness of what God has laid upon my heart. It's going to be hard in 35, 40 minutes, but I'm going to do my best because usually, a lot of times we're prone to be like kids. About 10 or 15 minutes is all they can take, and about 5 or 10 is all we can take. So if you indulge me just a little bit more time, but I want to preach to you this morning on the topic of Paradise Lost. Paradise Lost. And in Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse number 4, we see this begin to transpire, and we know this. We've heard this story a hundred of times. We have our own way of telling this story. But the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." When Satan, most cunning of all the animals, all the creation that God made, came to Eve and said, "Can't you eat of the fruit of the tree that are in the garden?" And Eve said, "We can eat of all of them except this one particular tree. It's the tree of life." And God said, when we eat of it, we shall die. And serpent said, "For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." You're not really going to die. And you know the story of how they ate the fruit she gave to her husband. Now, we're not going to get analytical today and wonder why the woman did this and the man didn't stand up and why all this happened. We're going to get into the point of paradise was lost. But it, through the blood of Jesus Christ, paradise is restored. Ought to make you want to shout, get up on the rooftop. Paradise was lost, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ, paradise. You know, I wanted to save that to last, but I just couldn't hold it in. Paradise has been restored. And if you want to be a part of that, be a doer of the word and not hear only. If you want to be a part of that, be obedient to the word of God. It's not the hard way. It's the good way. It's the best way. It's the only way. Verse number 9, the Lord called unto Adam and said, "Where are you at?" Have you ever had God to ask you the question, "Where are you at?" Have you ever asked yourself the question, "Where am I at? Where am I at?" You may know where you're physically at, but where are we at? Adam said, "I heard the voice in the garden. I heard thy voice, your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree? Where have I told you not to?" And the man said, "The woman whom you gave me," and again, we're not going to get analytical into that, "she ate, she gave it to me." And the Lord said unto the woman, "What have you done? What have you done?" The Lord God said unto the serpent, paradise, here's where it starts. Paradise is lost. God intended, as he created Adam and Eve, to live in the garden for eternity and enjoy it. Somebody said, "Well, why in the world did he give them a choice? Why didn't he take it out?" He would not be God if he did not give you a will and give you a choice. It would not be your decision to serve him or not to serve him. You would be nothing but a robot going around, just going through the words. But because he gave you a will, because he gave you an emotion, because he gave you feelings, we have the choice. I mentioned to you a while ago, I want to please God. I want to please Him. Not that I can gain salvation by pleasing Him. Not that I can earn my way into heaven for pleasing Him. I want to please Him, Brother Ronnie, for what He's done for me. He loved me. He restored paradise lost through the blood. And He said to the serpent, because you have done this, you're going to be cursed above all the cattle and all the beasts of the fields. You're going to crawl on your belly and eat dust the rest of your life. Woman, because you have done this, between your seed and the enemy's seed, you're going to bruise his head. He's going to bruise your heel. You're going to multiply in sorrow and conception and bring in children. And man, listen to me. Because you have done this, you're going to have to plow the fields. You're going to have to pull weeds. The ground's going to be cursed. You're going to have to take care of it. You're going to have to water it. You're going to have to do all those things. The thorns and the thistles are going to spring up, and you're going to have to take care of them. And He said in verse 19, and in the sweat of thy face shall you eat bread. You're going to have to earn it. Till thou return to the ground. For out of it were you taken. For dust thou art, and to dust you shall return. Paradise lost. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You'll never convince me otherwise that eternity in the Garden of Eden was what God intended from the very beginning. What paradise was, we have surrendered through Adam. For the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of that, we have lost paradise. We have enjoyed Canaan for a period of time, but we have lost paradise. And in verse 23, it says, therefore the Lord God sent him forth out of the garden, or from the garden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims with a flaming sword that turned every which way to keep the way of the tree of life. Paradise was lost. Have you ever lost anything that was very, really valuable to you? A parent, a child, a friend. Have you ever lost anything materialistic that was valuable to you? That tore your heart out. You have lost a friendship. You have lost a ring that was very special to you. Just getting down to the brass tacks. You ever had your RV stolen? Listen, I love what God spoke to my heart. Only the authority can retrieve it. Oh, listen. What we lost in paradise, only the authority can retrieve it. And He did. We haven't experienced it as of yet. But He has restored it. But the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. He thinks he had it all wrapped up. He thinks he was willing to take the curse, to crawl on his belly the rest of his life. He was willing to take a chance on to overthrowing God. He was willing to do it all, thinking he could get it all settled. But God give you and I a choice. He give you and I a will. He drove man out of the garden, and He placed a cherubim there to protect the tree of life. God had His purpose, and God had a plan. We misuse it, we look over it, we do our own thing, but God had a plan. In 1667, the first book of Paradise Lost was published by a man by the name of John Milton. Milton described the rejection of God's law and the disobedience of man. and the rebellion of Satan, telling of the good life that God had planned for His creation from the beginning, and how life came through to a sudden end through the tragedy of sin and disobedience. We see in all that God intended for His creation was destroyed in a matter of minutes because of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, and with a little bit of enticement, paradise was lost. Seemingly, as far as Adam and Eve knew, it was lost forever. Can you imagine in their minds? Can you imagine in their minds as they walked through the garden, as they was able to talk to the animals, as they was able to pet the lion, as they was able to pet the tiger, as they was able to take care of all that was in the garden, eat the best fruit, eat the best vegetables, no insects, no bugs, no flies, no thistles, no thorns. And in the cool of the day, they had the privilege of having God Himself to walk in the garden and commune and visit with them. How many's ever said, I just wish the Lord could sit right here and I could just ask Him some questions? We lost it, church. In a moment of time, we lost that privilege. And we lost that opportunity. Paradise lost. When God used to walk in the cool of the day in the garden, we could have been there, but paradise was lost. Satan, listen to me real closely. You might want to write this down somewhere. Satan offered Eve that which was not his to give. I didn't copy this down nowhere. God give this to me. I want you to listen. This is where we get tripped up. This is where we stumble. This is where we fall because we listen to Satan. We listen to his lies. We listen to his promises. He does not have the authority to give you anything. He's a taker, not a giver. Satan offered Eve that which was not his to give. And Eve took that which was not hers to have. Though Satan is the prince and the power of the air, it tells us that in Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us in John chapter 12, he has no authority to give anything away because he is the intruder, not the creator. Did you all get that? Next time Satan comes to tell you a lie, send the Holy Ghost after him to slap the far out of him back to where he come from. He is the intruder, not the creator. He has no authority to tell you or give you anything. That's why paradise was lost. We find in the book of Matthew chapter 4. When Jesus is before his... All God's doing is putting this all together. Okay, well, we can read it now and we can know. They didn't know it then, but God's putting it all together. Paradise was lost. God's beginning to put it back together because only the authority can retrieve it. Somebody ought to be getting excited this morning. Only the authority. I preached to you last week about... He who went to the throne of God that looked like a lamb that had been slain but had the authority, had the power, had overcome and took the book out of God's hand that sat upon the throne and opened the seals and was able to deliver, to able to set free. It is He who I'm talking about this morning that has restored paradise that was lost. It is Satan. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And you say, God was in control. Why did that all have to happen so you and I could know that we have the authority and the power over the devil? Jesus gives us that authority. Jesus gives us that power. When the devil tells you and you ain't good for nothing, you tell him you're a liar because I'm a child of God bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. When the devil tells you you're sick and you can't get well, you tell him I am well by the blood of Jesus Christ and the stripes that are laid upon his back. By his stripes I am made whole. When the devil tells you you can't make it, you can tell the devil I can make it by the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. You're a taker and not a giver. Jesus Christ has made me free, and I am free indeed. glory. When Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. Satan came to him. King James prettied it up and says, the tempter, I tell you, it was that lion, no good for nothing devil that came to Jesus and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made to bread. And Jesus said, hey, listen up, you little scoundrel, you man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It's not those things that go in the mouth that is important, that'll keep you alive, but it's the word of God that goes in your ears and in your spirit and in your soul. It's those things that will keep you alive. He said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot upon the stone. Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. There is things in our life we know that's right and wrong. And we must have the desire and the will to please God and do that which is right and shun that which is wrong. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So, the devil takes him up to exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world. If you will take some time this afternoon or tomorrow or this week in your devotion, and if you will read this fourth chapter of Matthew again, and you'll begin to apply these things to you, how the devil has deceived you, how the devil has tried to get you to go this way, try to get you to go that way, you need to tell him, I am living by the word of God. So he takes him up to a high mountain and he shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. There's some beautiful things out there. Hello? I'd love to own all of Estes Park. Come on, somebody. You've got a place in your mind that you would love to own the Rocky Mountains, or you'd love to own the ocean front properties and all of this. That's why you watch HGTV of all these pretty places. Hello? Satan said, if all these things I will give you if you'll just fall down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, get away from me, you sorry outfit. Hey, you need to learn to talk to the devil that way. He's a liar. Don't patronize him. Don't act like he's a friend. Don't say, now don't do me that way, honey. You need to tell him to take a hike in no uncertain terms. He is not your friend. He is not your Conrad. He is not your authority. He is your enemy. What he is trying to do is he's trying to take, not to give. He thinks you can't be happy unless you have all these things, but he's taken and not given. Your only happiness you're going to find is in Jesus Christ. Your only peace of mind is you're going to find in Jesus Christ. Satan has come to take, not to give. But he told Jesus, if you'll just fall down and worship me, I'll give you all of these things. And Jesus said, get away from me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Can I repeat that line again that I said to you? I want to please him. I want to please him. Then he left him, and angels come to minister to him. But listen to me this morning, church. There were three instances. I just want to reiterate to you again that the devil is a liar and he's lying to you. All the messes and all the things and all the worries and all the fears and all the anxieties you have in your life, it's because Satan has lied to you. He has promised you things and you've accepted. You may not realize that you've accepted it, but you don't have to worry. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be sick. You can glorify in the name of Jesus, because it's by the Christ authority that we have the victory. Three different instances Satan offered to give Jesus those things which was not his to give. Let me impress that upon you. Satan comes to give you which that is not his to give. To clarify that statement, He does have counterfeits. He may promise you the moon, but he'll do nothing but give you a chunk of cheese with holes in it. He may promise you a life filled with good times, but he will give you nothing but a life full of misery. He has promised that he will give you health, but he'll give you nothing but diseases. In our world today, we have patronized sin. We've patronized every aspect of sin, from homosexuality to abortion. We have seen our world patronize and pat sin on the back, but I'm here to tell you that a child of God recognizes the voice of the devil and will stand up for the cause of Jesus Christ and say, I choose. I may not be popular. Listen to me, young person. I may not be popular, but I'm going to stand for Jesus Christ. A one-night stand will give you nothing but misery. Venereal diseases of all different kinds are infiltrating our world today. There is diseases that are infiltrating people's bodies now that antibiotics does not have a clue how to combat it. We're living in a world and a society where paradise is lost. But can I tell you, in the midst of all of that, there is a healer that has come forth and he has shed his blood. And it's nothing but the blood of Jesus that can cleanse you and heal you. And it is nothing that the devil can offer you. There is a pleasure in sin for a season, but the end thereof is death. It's paradise lost. What we need to observe is that Satan can only lie to you in his ability to give. He can only make the offer. It is we, the ones who have the wisdom, we have the opportunity, and we have the desire whether we pick it up or not. It's our choice. It was Satan that offered Eve a tree that was not hers. It wasn't his to give. It was not hers to take. But yet, she had a choice. So in our choices, we have experienced so much less than what God intended for us. We say, now wait just a minute, Pastor. I wasn't in the Garden of Eden. They didn't call a meeting for me to come to, for me to make the choice and tell Eve, don't do that. Of course not. But we're here today. And what decisions are we making today? We give God the leftovers. We worship if it feels right. We want to make sure that we're taken care of. I'm almost preaching Chris's Sunday school lesson, aren't I? I thought he got a little preachy this morning. And I was very proud of him, by the way. Church, I just want to tell you, it's our choice. But in our choices, listen, in our choices, we get up on Sunday morning, we get up grumpy. We let grumpy sleep. We come to church grumpy. We try to worship God grumpy. We've lost the joy because we have indulged so much in the weekend that we can't enjoy and indulge in the things of God on Sunday. So what choices are we making? God created a paradise for us to live in and enjoy, but our choices, listening to the wrong voices, have cost us that paradise. Even to today, Satan is offering us the same things in hopes that we will take the bait so that we will have less than what our Creator designed for us. Satan has... Don't get quiet now. I'm getting ready to get to the good part. Satan has stripped us of our health, our wealth, our sanity, our happiness, our joy, into a life less than perfect. I mean, he's got a perfect life. Yeah, you betcha. I don't have a perfect life, but I'm looking for one. I'm looking for one, and his desire is to take, Satan's desire is to take you down and take you out, to separate you from your Maker and cause you to live outside of paradise through all eternity. He don't want you to be restored. But I got news for him. And I got news for you today. And in the next 5 or 10 minutes or however long it takes, I just want you to know that Paul said that things have changed around. And we know by the books that have been written in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Acts, and the remainder part of the New Testament, we can verify. It has been verified in Israel. It's been verified by archaeologists. Hey, just another one. I've been reading and studying some things about Ziklag, and I just read on the news where the archaeologists have felt like for sure that they have found the lost city of Ziklag. So what's the big deal about that? It proves that the Bible's true. The same word that wrote about Ziklag is the same word that wrote about a Savior, and it's through His blood that He restored paradise. It is the Savior that came. Not my will, Father, but Thy will be done. It was our Savior that in the garden said to his disciples, could you not pray with me 1 hour? It is our Master. It is our authority that said, as he prayed, as his sweat became as great drops of blood, said, I can do it. It's by his authority. All of this, while nobody's really paying attention except a few, has not realized that paradise is being restored right in front of our very eyes. And Paul recorded it into 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses number 9 and 10. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for him that loves him. But God hath revealed it unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. I'm here to tell you today, church, if you're hungry to please God, if you love Him with all of your heart, if you seek Him with everything within you, He's going to reveal hidden things into your spirit man. He's going to cause you to rise and run by the wind and fly and soar with the mighty eagles. It's God that has restored through His Son Jesus Christ. John 14 and 1 says, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I am restoring paradise. If it were not so, I would have told you. Can I tell you, Jesus Christ has made provisions. That paradise has not been revealed as of yet, only through His Word and into our spirits and our hearts. For that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken these mortal bodies. It's that same Spirit that has restored. It's that same Spirit that has revived. It is that same Spirit that is reconstructing paradise like you ain't ever imagined before. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He has made provisions for you that you would not eternally be lost. He has made provisions for you that you would not be cast out of paradise forever. He is making provisions for you that we can be with Him forever and ever, restoring paradise. Do you understand what you have lost? Do you understand what's in the past and what has been lost? But do you also understand what's being prepared for you right at this very moment? He made heaven and earth in 6 days, but it's been over 2,000 years He's went to heaven and He's preparing a place. I said He's preparing a place. Paradise is being restored at this very moment. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again. I will receive you unto myself. Somebody ought to be getting excited that where I am, there you may be also. Devil, you're a liar. You ain't going to occupy one inch of that. You're going to the pits of hell where you come from. One angel's going to put you there, but Jesus is going to take us home through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and paradise is going to be restored. Not only will paradise be restored, but Joel has prophesied in chapter 2 of the book of Joel, that those things which the enemy has cursed, those things which the enemy has destroyed, those things which the enemy has perverted, he said that God will restore. How many believes the word of God? I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Satan has tried to destroy you and kill you. To some, he's tried to literally drive you crazy. To some, he's tried to bring you to financial ruin. To some, you have struggled with health. And it seems like that all the doctors that you have went to, you have baffled them. But I'm here to tell you today by the authority of God's word, and I feel God's spirit rising up in my spirit, my soul right now. I'm here to tell you by the authority of God's word, the day of restoration is among you and is with you. He said, I will restore what the enemy has taken from you, the cankerworm, the locust, the caterpillar, the parma worm, the great army which I had sent among you. I will restore what they have destroyed and taken. The next time we sing that song, I'm taking back what the devil has stole from me. And we're going to sing it with a brand new attitude. We're going to sing it with a brand new spirit, because we understand he has taken that which is not his. He has offered to give that which was not his to give. We have allowed him and we've handed over to that which was not ours to give away, because we have sacrificed. We have given away that which God had promised unto us. And God is restoring paradise one more time. Do you understand? Do you understand the intervention that has been sent to you and I to regain that which was lost? No. You don't understand. I said, do you understand the intervention that God sent His only begotten Son to bring back and to give back that which was stolen and lost? Just to go back, Chris, go ahead and come to the piano. Just be prepared to play another 30 minutes, but go ahead and come anyway. Just to kind of reiterate for just a few moments what I told you about Ziklag, and the archaeologists feel like that they have found that hidden city. We go to 1 Samuel chapter 30 and we see the story unfolding, how that the Amalekites came and destroyed the city while David was away fighting with his men. They came and destroyed the city, took all the kids, women, children, wives, all that, and plundered the city and run off with it. And David come back home to find it all was burned with fire, and they lifted him and his men lifted up their voices and wept, and they were so distraught they was going to kill David themselves, going to stone him. Because it grieved the men so. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to encourage yourself. Hello. Remember, Satan offers you that which he has not the authority to give. And you have no authority to take, which is not yours, but God has given you the authority to take back what the enemy's stolen from you. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and David inquired. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and David inquired of the Lord. You can't beat those two things. He said, shall I pursue or not? And God told him, said, David, you will pursue, and you will overtake the enemy, and without fail, you will recover all. Glory. So we know that David recovered all. You can read the rest of the story. Can I tell you right now, in 2019, fixing to turn 2020, if it lasts that long, Satan's having a party right now, and he's having a party with a lot of you. But it's time that we cut his party off. It's time we cut the funding off. It's almost over. I said, it's almost over. Those things that he thought he had all wrapped up, and he took paradise and he destroyed it, has been revealed and it has been restored. He said, I will restore what the enemy has taken away. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it said, the thief cometh to steal and to kill and destroy, but I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Pastor, why do you get so loud? Why do you get so excited? Because I know paradise is being restored. I'm going to be restored. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the mind of man what God has in store for his people. Not only does that refer to what he has in store in heaven, he's got things right here that you can't even imagine for you. I'm going to be restored. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to be restored. So I'm closing, I think. Satan can't give you what he has promised you, but God can. What he has promised. Restoring is a reality. John the Revelator got to see a little bit of it. In Revelation chapter 21, I just got to read a little bit of it. And he carried me away in the Spirit, John said, to a great high mountain, and he showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like the jasper stone, clear as crystal. I don't know exactly what the Garden of Eden was like, but it must have been an absolute awesome place. It must have been something beyond my man's comprehension. But can I tell you, even though we read about the things that heaven has for you and I, it has to be beyond our imagination, for it's so great. It's so awesome. The Lamb is there. The apostles of the Lamb is there. The city is four square. It's so awesome. I don't even have time to get in all the awesomeness of that heavenly city that he's prepared for us. He's restoring paradise. I told you a while ago, Satan ain't going to be there. No sickness is going to be there. No electric bills are going to be there. No thistles, no thorns are going to be there. Verse 19, the foundations of that wall were garnished. I love that word, don't you? I love that word, garnished. With all manner of precious stones. And he names the stones, and he said in verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every several gate was one pearl, and the streets were pure gold. Take that, Satan. You talk about a slap in the face. He took away paradise, and Christ gave us streets of gold. Hello, church. He took away paradise, and Christ has given us pure gold streets. Lord God Almighty was the Lamb of that temple. God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Paradise is being restored. Stand with me all over the building. I want to finish reading this. Revelation 22, 1 through 6. And he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal. Can you imagine? Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. We was in Colorado 2 weeks ago. I seen some of the most prettiest country and prettiest rivers, clear as crystal. In the valleys, in down through the canyons was absolutely mind-boggling. But you know what? Has nothing to compare to what I'm reading to you about. Somebody ought to be getting excited. Paradise is being restored. This is just a little picture of what we're seeing proceeding out of the throne of God. I've told several people about our trip, and I've had several tell me, I got to go there. I'm telling you about a place we got to go there. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bears 12 manners of fruit and yields her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of our nation, and there shall be no more curse. I'm telling you, paradise is being restored. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and there shall be no candles, neither light for the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. That means forever. But He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. Can Satan make that proclamation? No way. He may promise, but he can't give you what's not his. These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servant these things which must shortly be done. Church, paradise is just around the corner. I said paradise. It's just around the corner. If you believe that, lift your hands right now toward God in heaven. Say, Father God, I accept the restoration. I accept what you have for me. I rebuke and I resist the devil, and I know that you've got the thing that I need for restoration here, and you're restoring paradise up there forever and ever. And Lord, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. So I ask you today, do you want to go? John the Revelator described what we're fixing to go to. John chapter 14 described that heavenly city or the Father's house. Do you want to go? Are you ready to live in a paradise where God is the Creator and there is no more intruders? Bow your head with me in prayer. Just a moment. Heavenly Father, we have endeavored to do our very best. Proclaim the word that you've given to us, to your people. And I sense today, Lord, there are those that the enemy has lied to, the enemy has deceived, the enemy has ate their sack lunch and has left them destitute. Father God, we know today, Lord, that you're in the house and restoration's in the house. And I pray, God, right now, Lord, that you'll speak to every heart and every life. Lord, from this point on, we're looking to you because you are our restorer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. So those who lift up your hand and say, Pastor, I need God to restore this section of my life. God, I need you. I need God to restore this part of my life. You don't have to name it. We're just going to believe God. Yes, God. Anybody, lift your hand. God's going to restore what the enemy has taken from you. And all of you that has lifted your hands, and you've got a position, you've got a place in your life that God needs to restore, pop up your other hand right to God right now and say, God, your word has spoken it. I believe it. The devil is a liar, and you are our restorer. I accept what you have for me right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, from one side of this sanctuary to the other, from the back to the front, I declare by the authority of Jesus Christ that restoration begins to come in the hearts and the lives of your people. Those things, Lord, will begin to move and begin to happen, begin to take place. Sick bodies is going to be healed. Restoration in finances. And the mind is going to be cleared. Joy is coming to the hearts and lives. And God is victor in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen.
Glory to God. Father God, I appreciate you, Lord. I love you. All know that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I must admit that there have been times when he's taken away my joy. Oh, but I serve notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack. Well, and I'm on my way down to his kingdom. I'm taking my property back. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, and I must admit that there have been times when he's taken away my joy. Oh, but I serve notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack. Oh, and I'm on my way down to his camp. And I'm taking my property back. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me. Taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back.
Maybe obstacles, there may be things in your life that the devil has taken from you. And like Sister Lisa marching around these altars, that's her Jericho, that she's going to bring down the walls in the name of Jesus Christ. There's things in your life you may need to march around till they come down, because God has given you the victory in the name of Jesus. I said you may need to march around those things. Hey, I feel revival breaking out in this place. I said God's going to give you the victory. Your walls are you may just have to march around them a while, but the walls are coming down. Hallelujah, give God praise.
Take the back of my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me. Well, now one day King David came home from the city of Ziklag. Oh, and while he was gone, the devil had come and stole everything that he had. Oh, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. He made up his mind. He said, I'm on my way down to his camp, and I'm taking what's rightfully mine. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. The devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song. My dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy. devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, and I must admit that there have been times when he's taken away my joy. Oh, but I serve notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack. Well, then I'm on my way down to his camp, and I'm taking my property back. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me. The devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me.
You made a move and taking it back. Taking it back. I'm taking it back. I've had enough of you, Satan. I'm taking it back in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody glorify in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It ain't no big deal. Your chicken's gonna get cold. Jesus is in this house. Let's entertain him and praise him. Amplify, glorify him. Jesus is in the house. I said Jesus is in the house. Glory to God.
Well, now one day King David came home from the city of Ziklag. And while he was gone, the devil had come and stole everything that he had. Oh, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. He made up his mind. He said, I'm on my way down to his camp, and I'm taking what's rightfully mine. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace, I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me, taking back my song, my dance, my joy, and taking it back. Everything that the devil stole from me.
How many believes there's some property been taken back from the devil? What he is to take, it's yours to gain. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am a child of God, bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And because of that blood, paradise has been restored. And He's going to bless you as you are here today. He's going to bless your going out and you coming in. He's going to make you the head, not the tail. He's going to lift you up. He's going to cause you to be the lender, not the borrower. Because the Lord God that I serve has paid warning to the devil through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise God, I'm free. I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free. No more the past of sin I trod. I'm free. The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free. I'm free of it. I will say to let my soul astray. by the grace of God, I'm free. No more the path of sin I trod. I'm free. The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free. I'm free again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's victory in the house today. There's restoration in the house today. Hallelujah. Just paying notice to the devil. He's a liar. Slapping him in the face for the glory of God. And we're claiming victory. We're claiming restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Aren't you happy today to know that Jesus Christ is our restorer? Aren't you glad to know that He is our Savior? He's our soon coming King, and we're going to live with Him in paradise forever and forever. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you need to go, you're free to go. If you want to come and pray with these around this altar and just continue in revival spirit, you just come on. We're going to, and don't forget tonight's service, come back at 6 o'clock. We're going to have church around here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.